Hi, I'm Stan Lee, and you know what you're watching? You're watching The Action Room. Excelsior!
This week, a very special Action Room. That's right, mi amore. And the reason it is special is we are bringing you the Action Room's coverage of the second annual New York Comic Con. That's right, we were there at the con. We saw big people, we did big things. We got lots of station IDs with Stan Lee. We got Kevin Smith, we got Wes Craven. We got a lot of people, and they weren't from New Haven. Yeah! So, we are going to talk with you about Comic Con this week. Now, last week was our music episode, music focused, because we cover a lot of different things here in the pop culture world of the Action Room.
Where action lives.
Where pop culture also lives.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's right.
And if you've missed us for so many weeks, if you've missed us for the past 7 days and you don't remember who we are, I'm your host, Tony Wolf.
And I'm Afua Richardson.
And we are here to bring you lots of cool stuff. Now, the New York Comic Con, really fantastic event. Our goal was to talk to a lot of celebrities, people we admire. And we really, I have to say, succeeded, mostly thanks to our correspondents, Sylvie and Jessica. Thank you very much, Sylvie and Jessica.
Thanks, gal.
And also to the incredible Herculean persistence of our producer, Mike Turney, who just would not take no for an answer, chased Stan Lee down a municipal broom closet hallway, and Stan Lee eventually relented. His handlers were overpowered by Mike's determination.
And he can run pretty fast for a 90-year-old.
Yeah. Stan Lee is 85 or 86, and let me tell you something. Stan Lee has the energy of like a 25-year-old, such a giving, generous,
full of life,
so witty too,
happy
like
to be alive,
funny.
He's awesome.
So, man, we just got a lot of people. We got the cheerleader from Heroes, Hayden Pantier. How do you say your name?
You know what? I don't know.
Pantier, Hayden Pantier. Save the Action Room, save the world.
Isn't Hayden a boy's name?
It can be all kinds of things. Yeah.
Okay.
We also had a little...
She's definitely not a boy.
Yeah.
We had an attempted interview with Kevin Smith, which ended up being a shouted interview as he was escorted away by stormtroopers.
It was unbelievable. We have the video on the YouTube... What did we
the Action,
the action tube.
With the Kevin Smith interview.
Yeah.
No, interview. It was just yelling at him.
An attempted interview.
But
he was into it, though.
Yeah, he was into it. He was into it because we, you know, I say more and more, like the way Howard Stern says lesbians, I say hot correspondence. I hope I'm not offending anyone.
No.
But
the way to get attention at a Comic-Con is to have very attractive, extroverted, friendly, witty, fast on their feet correspondence.
Especially when the people you're trying to interview are guys.
Are
geek,
male,
geek,
right.
You know,
and if
guys.
You're interviewing a celebrity female, they're not, they don't, if it's
they're
a female that's interviewing them, they're less likely to think this person is just drooling over me.
So
exactly.
Less
so,
drool.
So let's hear. let's try to hear the audio. I don't know if it'll. We'll have.
This is
we'll
the Kevin Smith.
Make it out. Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah. But
Mike came up with a terrific question for Kevin Smith.
But I give it to Sylvie to pick the question. She picked the right one to ask,
right.
Which was, "What? Who would you have sex with, John Hughes or George Lucas?"
Because those are Kevin Smith's two favorite directors.
Right. And so now you might not be able to make it out, but try to make it out. We ask, "Who would you have sex with?" John Hughes or George Lucas, and he says John Hughes.
Very clearly.
Yes.
As he's escorted away by people dressed up as stormtroopers.
Right.
Star Wars stormtroopers, not just any stormtroopers.
Yeah, I don't know, actually, but yeah.
Right.
Oh,
not Nazi stormtroopers.
Right, right, not Nazi stormtroopers. Okay, so let's try to listen. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
John Hughes or George Lucas?
John Hughes.
All right, have a good day. Thank you. Thanks.
All right, so let's try to listen again.
One more
time.
That
says,
was it, really?
Yeah, I know. But
all right, so listen really hard this time.
He says John Hughes. Okay.
Kevin Smith so wanted to give us a real interview.
He looked at her. He would have stopped if it wasn't for the stormtrooper.
You could tell he was, yeah.
Let's try it again.
All right.
John Hughes.
All right, well, you know.
Yeah,
there you have it.
That was it.
Now,
yeah.
Much like the JFK assassination videotape, comics and Kevin Smith fans will pore over that clip for decades to decipher like the secret meaning.
It's the Zapruder film. So
and the Zapruder film, exactly.
We lower it down frame by frame by frame. We'll try to do that on the action.
Drawn huge. All right, so we also got the wonderful and lovely and very talented Hayden Panettiere, if I'm saying her name correctly, from The Cheerleader from Heroes, such a hit show.
And
I love that show.
Yeah.
The way to do it, befriend her mom. That's yes. how I did it. So.
Mike befriended her mom.
Her mom.
Who was very sweet as well.
Very sweet, and once she was okay with it, it was all good.
Nice
so,
move.
So I want to give a big shout-out to her mom.
Whee!
I don't know her name. And Hayden, who are very friendly. A lot of
my friends who aren't even into comics or pop culture, but they were like, if you get the Cheerleader from Heroes on your show, you're the best in the world. Even though they think I'm a big nerd in other ways, suddenly that like legitimized it for them.
Tony, you are the best in the world.
Well, thank you.
Oh.
But you are still a big nerd. I just wanted to knock you down.
We cannot deny that. Before we play the Hayden clip, I just wanted to give a shout-out. We met a bunch of lovely young ladies who go to Alfred University up in Buffalo, and they let us know that we apparently have fans at SUNY Purchase.
Big up to SUNY.
So fans, maybe the 8 or 10 or 5 people who listen to our show at SUNY Purchase, thank you for listening. Someone other than our friends and whoever heard us on the Howard Stern Show is actually listening. And that was Belle, Jen, and Lex, who told us about these fans at SUNY Purchase.
Nice
so
memory.
Thank you, and you're the best.
Awesome. So
now this is Hayden.
We had two things.
Right.
One was I actually got her to say, save the action room, save the world.
Oh,
I might play that
awesome.
Clip. The only problem was the battery was dying.
On
a little
camera.
Bit of the save got cut off.
But she's saying, save the action room, save the world, people.
But we
and
do
she did
have
it for
a great
us.
ID from her, and you can check that out on the action tube.
Okay. So here we go.
Hi, I'm Hayden Panettiere from Heroes, and you're watching the action room.
Save the action room, save the world. Do you want me to say my name and everything again?
Okay. The action room, save the world.
All right, so the other big draw of the convention, all the newspaper articles, all the coverage, the one name they mentioned, all of them, in addition to Stephen King, who we did not get a chance to speak to, Stephen Colbert was there. Now, he only did a very brief signing. He did not want to give interviews. His handlers whisked him out of there. But Mike shouted out a question, which he gave a wonderful, very Colbert-esque answer to.
Yeah, let's just play it.
Play the
audio. It speaks for itself.
Please check out the video, too, because his facial expression and the goofy smile, the sarcastic smile he gives, is vintage Colbert, if you know him. So
priceless.
Watch the video, but here's the audio.
Steve, do you watch The Action Room?
No.
One thing I wanted to add was with Colbert, we couldn't interview him, but I wanted to mention the question that I had for him, which I thought was pretty good, which was, did you know that the video arcade, 80s video arcade game, Q-bert, was really pronounced Q-bear.
That is a great. So, Stephen, if you're listening, Stephen Colbert, please give a phone interview with us so we can ask you that brilliant fucking question that we came up with.
The other question that I was proud of was Gary Coleman. Do you think that celebrities these days are adopting black kids? Did they all learn it from Mr. Drummond originally?
But you didn't actually ask him that.
We did actually ask him
And what
him
did
that.
He say?
Here's what he said.
What do you think about the celebrities these days adopting black kids? Do you think that was influenced by Mr. Drummond?
No, I think it's influenced by image and trying to make sure that your image is positive and wholesome and it makes it look like you're human.
All right, Gary, what's been your most embarrassing moment as a celebrity?
Being one. Just being one. Because you have to watch what you say, watch where you go, watch what you do, watch what you wear. Just being one.
We also saw running around the con, but we couldn't quite track her down to talk to us, Blair Butler from G4, Attack of the Show, and many other things. But Blair, you know, we're...
Can I just say something, which I might not include?
What's that?
Blair was a very nice person. Okay.
Yes. But.
But.
And nothing about Blair, but her people that she was with.
Right.
I got an ID from the girl from Heroes.
Hayden, yeah. Stanley.
John Landis.
Stanley.
Yeah. Okay. And I can't get it from Blair Butler.
Please.
Give me a break.
And you said the people were just kind of standing around, clearly not doing anything.
They weren't doing anything. I mean, maybe there was a conflict of interest because she's on Attack of the Show.
There
but
may be.
You know
that.
What?
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's, come on.
Yeah.
We've seen her on other podcasts, though.
Yeah, she's on other podcasts. I've seen Kevin, the host of that show, on another, doing an ID for another. I mean, come on.
But we're big fans of Kevin.
Come on.
We're big fans of Kevin and Olivia over at Attack of the Show. It's a really fantastic show they put together. So next week, We've got a lot of great stuff coming up for you. Next week, we got a special interview with Kevin Eastman, the co-creator of the omnipresent, eternally famous Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which have really transcended the generations. Like, they were big when we were kids, and now they're also big for the current children of this generation.
Which is kind of weird for
me. Yeah. It's a rare thing that a property really has that kind of life. Anyway, so have a fantastic week. Check us out on the YouTube link and our forum. Post on our forum. It's it needs your love. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Afua Richardson.
And we are just saying a shout out to all you action heads out there. Rock on.